Whether you're talking about Facebook, Google, even Ford, every giant company at one point had to start small. And despite the pros of launching your passion project in places like Silicon Valley or New York City, some new research suggests the best place for a budding business might not be where you think.
Olav Sorensen is a professor at the Yale School of Management. He co-authored the study, and he's with us now for our Midday Extra. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what is the best place to start a new business?
Well, usually it's a home, a place where you've lived for a while or that you know well, maybe where you grew up, someplace where you have a lot of connections.
Now, what is it about starting it in, say, your own small town that's somehow better than moving it to a networking hub like Silicon Valley?
Well, I think there's two things that matter. The first is that for a lot of types of businesses, it's important to know something about the local marketplace. So, you know, a tech business is one type of thing, but you could also think about a business like a restaurant or a business service, and having some sense of what the demand is in the community or what people want is valuable there. But for all types of businesses, one of the things that really matters is recruiting. You know, who are those first employees going to be? And when you're local to a community or you know you're embedded in the social networks, it's much easier for you to find the good people out there who may not be looking for work, but might be the right people to join your startup.
So the idea that you could, you know, fly into Hawaii or something like that and say, they don't seem like they have a great pizza place here. I could come in here and open up a pizza place and business would be great because there's not a business like that. That's a wrong idea, you're saying, because you'd have to know who you were going to hire and all that sort of thing first.
Well, you know, it could work, but it's also possible that there's no pizza place in Hawaii because no one there likes pizza. But even if there is demand for a pizza place, you still also have to know, you know, who am I going to hire? Where do I get suppliers? You know, what's the right place to locate the business, et cetera.
How far into the life cycle of a business does this logic prevail? As your company grows, should you grow it right there at home too? At a certain point, are you big enough that you really should go where the action is?
Well, I think there is a point at which you're sort of big enough that this no longer matters. The research that we were doing really focused on the first 4 or 5 years of a company, and during that whole period, you really benefit from staying at home. But it does seem to decline a little as the companies grow. But there's a flip side to that. It also gets more difficult to move a company once you're looking at coordinating the moves of, you know, 10, 15, maybe 20 different people.
Can you give us an example of a company that's well known that did what you're saying and was able to grow, you know, in its own home and really become a major success story?
Well, I mean, lots of the companies that we think of out there. I mean, Microsoft would be an old example, but one where, you know, Seattle was not considered a tech hub at the time that Microsoft located there and started to build the business. You know, one that's a little bit kind of closer to home for me is Gateway Computers, which you know, started in South Dakota and built quite a business before, you know, eventually sort of having a demise. You could look at Dell, right? Dell started out of Michael Dell's basically dorm room and you know, built itself from there. So I think a lot of the examples of successful companies are people that started their business wherever they were embedded in and then got going.
Olav Sorensen is a professor at the Yale School of Management, co-author of the study we're talking about today. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.